We play dress up in our costumes. She looks funny. I look funny too.
7-year-old Kylie Jorgensen reads beautifully as she sits on the floor beside Rhett, the reading education assistance dog. But not all children are as self-assured as Kylie when they read in front of others. Madonna Goodart says Rhett is non-threatening because he is non-judgmental. He just listens politely, and the children, as they read, can stroke Rhett's fur. Goodart says studies show that petting a dog can calm anxiety and lower blood pressure.
Our first visit in November, I had a little girl that read all those Danny books, just bing, bing, bing. And at the end, when she was done, her mom said, "We need to get a dog." And I said, "Oh, everybody should have a dog." And she says, "No, we need to get one of these dogs." And I said, "Why do you say that?" She says, "My daughter has never sat still and read for that long before, ever. And she was in fourth grade."
Rhett just started helping children read last month, but Goodart says the 9-year-old dog has been a member of Pet Partners since 2004, visiting nursing homes and Black Hills Workshop. Rhett has gone through AKC and Pet Partners training and is tested every 2 years for temperament and physical health. He's a sweetheart with the kids, and Goodart says he has been trained not to react to loud noises, wheelchairs, and children who are a bit rambunctious. South Dakota is the last state in the nation to get the Reading Education Assistance Dog Program, and Goodart says she and another Rapid City woman are the only handlers she knows of operating in the state. Madonna Goodart and Rhett plan to be at the Rapid City Library every month, and parents can make appointments for their children to read to Rhett. If enough children are interested, Goodart says she'll hold more sessions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.